5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Might finish up tonight.
Put moron number two on the phone.
In hindsight, that would have been a good career move.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Triple M. I feel good.
Ah, nice to have your company. I tell you what we're doing today. We're speaking to Tommy Stewart, dual All-Australian defender for the Cats.
Yep.
We're also speaking to Peter Siddle after an amazing career with Victoria. He's buggered off down to the Apple Isle.
The Apple.
We're going to find out what he's doing down there. I hear he's in isolation out at the airport at Hobart.
No, he wouldn't be, Jimmy. He'd be in town.
Bill, that's isolated out there. All of that's coming up, of course. We've got a very nice show for you, but I need to set the scene here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in stage 25 lockdown or whatever the hell we are. Bill, we've all had to adjust.
Yes.
So our beautiful producer, Jilly's at her house.
Yeah. Hi, Jill.
Old Mumps Rabbits Warren there has to be back pushing the buttons.
Mumpsy.
I'm at my joint because I was kicked out of the studio. I was like, there's some equipment. You got to bugger off. You're not allowed at Triple M. So I've had to set it up in the study at my joint. But I have a look on the old Fox screen, the old Zoom screen.
That's it.
And there's old Bald Nut in the studio where he's not meant to be.
Hi, Jim.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, I was ordered in by Oz Stereo, the number one man at Oz Stereo.
That wouldn't be the case.
Number one comedy.
No. All right. I'm going to put an all points bulletin out to the magnificent members of the Victorian Police Force.
I'm allowed
to. If you see a red Mazda, $5,000 fine. That's all I'm saying. No. Fine him.
This is my work, Jim. It's essential. Bill.
No, 5Ks.
No.
Last time I checked, Southern Cross Stereo isn't 5Ks from the Cormorant.
No, but I know the police and the army people. They do they're doing a great job down there at Little River. So done.
They're doing a magnificent job. I just hope they pull you up and $5,000 later you drive off.
Anyway,
hello to you, Baldy.
Oh, great to be in studio with me old mate Mumpsy.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm in this week.
You're playing?
I'm playing.
Oh, mate, that's shit hot.
That's shit hot. Now, do you know who that was, Jim?
Boyd.
Boyd. First game of Boyd Woodcock.
Yes. Here he is.
There
the
he
first
is.
Swedish player ever.
Wood. Had 11 touches, Jim.
Yes.
And our Boyd thought he'd kicked a goal too. Have a listen to this.
No. There's the debutant. Woodcock bouncing ball. Welcome to the big time to the young fella. He kicks his first. They come from everywhere. Oh, no. Score of you.
Oh.
Review complete. Look at these angles. There is no daylight as the ball goes past the post, and there is a clear spike on edge. Decision on the scoreboard.
Well, Boyd Woodcock's first point in AFL football is an exciting one. Poor fella.
Went from first goal to first point, Jim.
Jeez, how did that get overturned? If that's a tight game, I'm not sure I'm happy with that if I'm a Port Adelaide person.
Well, what about Western Bulldogs? They won three quarters last night, Jim, but didn't win the game, got beaten by 13 points, and one reason, Big Charlie. Big Charlie Dixon up forward, just had someone to kick to compete, bring the ball to the ground, and unfortunately the Doggies had no one up forward.
You got to feel for Alex Keith, don't you? He's got to look after those big gorillas, Bill, it's bloody hard. He's not. We've all stood next to Keith. He's about, what, your height?
6'3"? 6'4", maybe.
And Chaz has got probably 15 to 20 kegs on him and about 4 inches. And it's very tough.
They're the real deal. Do you like Port? They're going to go all the way, Jim?
I like them. Good to watch, too.
They are great to watch. And I love watching Kenny Hinkley. He's got him. He's coaching really well. But they've done this before, so they've just got to finish the season and then do well in finals.
Well, they've got to beat the good sides, don't they? And that's what they haven't been able to do in previous years. But they're starting to do that. But as I say, when you know that Porter on the telly, Bill, you're happy to sit and watch.
Yeah. And tonight it continues, Jim. What a game tonight.
Footy mania.
Huh?
Footy mania.
Footy mania. Richmond and Brisbane. Metricon at 7:10. Triple M's from 7 p.m. Richard Champion, Brett Thomas, Simon Black and Belinda Mellon. Now, interesting enough at PointsBet, Richmond at $2 tonight and the favourites are Brisbane Lions at $1.80, Jim, if you don't mind.
They're higher on the ladder, so and they're playing at home, so you'd expect that to be reflected in the odds, wouldn't you?
Richmond have won the last 14 against these.
14?
I think. 14! do you tag Lachie Neale? Because Richmond don't really tag.
No, they don't normally do that, do they? No, I think they back themselves in early and then see what sort of damage he's doing. But I tell you what, we just put out an all-points bulletin to the police force. I'm going to put out another one.
Oh, another one?
Yep, to just Brisbane one. Fans.
Yeah.
I don't want you complaining about travelling ever again. Oh, Bill, seriously, how many times have they travelled beyond Metricon or the Gabba this year?
I don't know.
No, and it's not their fault, obviously. Everyone's had to hub up there, but I don't want any whining about them having to travel again.
Yeah. All right.
So that's heading their way.
Do you see who's out? Managed?
Who? Oh, yeah, man.
Our man, Birch.
Well, I said to you, the sun on the scales up there, Bill, he's just probably having to shed the whole skin.
Yes.
He's rubbing himself up against a tree and getting the whole skin off, and then he'll be right for the finals.
He'll be right next. And
what else have you got?
I tell you, did it snow out at your where you live, out at Frankston?
Noosa?
Noosa, no. I tell you, it snowed at Coldstream. Ballarat and Colac.
Oh, mate, it snows in Ballarat in mid-January.
It does too. And do you know Perth was 12 degrees yesterday?
I saw that.
Cold.
No, it's never that cold in Perth. That's amazing. But no, we're finally copping it here, aren't we? Because we haven't forever. It's been beautiful, the weather here in Melbourne, but probably time we got some winter weather, Fat.
How's the lockdown going, Jim? You enjoying it?
No, going beautifully. No, it's great. Got four kids in the house homeschooling.
Curfew?
So 8 o'clock, you've got to have tucked yourself into bed.
Yep.
And I got a bride that I think's on about her last leg.
Oh, wow.
She's just about had enough.
Few reds, Jim?
No, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing at the minute. I don't know whether I'm coming or going, to be brutally honest. No, that's exactly right. But we got Tommy Stewart coming up, so let's get to him. A Rabbits Bartholomew.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour.
Hand pass to Stewart. Stewart for the catch. 52 out. Sums it up. Took responsibility and banged it home. City end.
Yes, indeed. Tommy Stewart, what a star. A chubby little fella from South Barwin down there. Going about his business. But now, Jim, has played 74 games for the Cats. All Australian. In 18 and 19. And he's a bloody star. And it was great to see him back in town on Saturday. Thomas, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Going well. How are you, more importantly? Because second game back after that shoulder and, you're back in town.
Yeah, very good. Going well, obviously. Tough conditions against the Dockers in the first game in that slog, but good to have a good showing against West Coast.
Now, tell us about the shoulder, how you broke your, fractured your collarbone, because it didn't look like there was much in it, Tommy. You're bumping Tommy McDonald, and then all of a sudden you ran off. What actually happened, mate?
Oh, it was exactly that. It was very, very innocuous and very strange. I've said it a couple of times. I do that 1,000 times a week at training and game day, and I think he just caught me flush, and unfortunately the collarbone just went pop.
I don't reckon the boys would have missed you, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, what nicknamed you?
Oh, Chalky.
Chalky.
Yeah, I've caught that a fair bit. I don't know if that, I hope that doesn't stick, but it might after that incident.
Mate, you played beautiful football, and I thought on the on Saturday night that the club, even though you lose and no one likes losing, you would have taken plenty out of that. It was an unbelievably good game of footy.
Yeah, I think you're right, JB. Scotty touched on it, I think, in his post-match presser, and he just said there's not many games where you do play that well and end up losing. But, I mean, West Coast are a quality outfit, and over there it was always going to be a tough assignment. But we're super positive with obviously not the result, but the way we played the game.
I love what Scotty said about Nick Nat and how good he was. You know what he said, Jim?
Yes.
Unfortunately, kick a goal and it goes back to the centre and there's Nick Nat. And do you just notice him out on the ground, Tom?
Yeah, you do, Bill. He's an absolute monster of a man. And I'm not sure the exact words that Scotty used, but he said something like he mesmerises him or something like that. And it's just like that. Some of his tap work's unbelievable. And I think that goal that he set up for Josh Kennedy in the forward 50 was just that.
Yeah. When he emerges out of the front of a centre stoppage and comes your way as a defender, it must look like he's 20 foot tall.
It does. It does. I think there was one late where there was a 50-50 between one, and it was me and him, and it's quite an imposing sight to see that big man coming at you.
And the back line, how are you all, the misfits? Because they're very tight, as a lot of back lines are, and they are misfits, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We're a bunch of misfits, and we love that title, but no, we're all going really well. Obviously, missing a couple of weeks, it was awesome to see the boys play really well. in that period. But, I mean, having Hendo, Lockie Henderson come back in has been special. And I think we've got a few boys waiting in the wings that have been training the house down for the non-selected. So, yeah, it's been really pleasing, and we're super excited to keep playing together.
Back to your point about the defence, the way the Geelong defenders cover for each other, of course, Harry, and I need to talk to you about what's going on with his hair. This is a man who we love but's embarrassed himself, but we're going to get to that in the second part of this interview. But he obviously folds off, Collar Jasny folds off, Lockie Henderson, as you just mentioned yourself, Busey back there. You look after each other really well.
Yeah, that's something that we really hold high in value for our back seven on whenever that is on game day. Beat your man and then come off and help your mate. So that's something we really prioritise and something that we really value as a group. So it's good to see that we're doing that.
So do you miss Blix then when he has to go into the ruck? You obviously would.
Yeah, we do. We miss him as a player, not as a bloke. He carries on a bit and doesn't shut up. But he's a special talent, Blix, and he helps us all over the ground. I think we've seen that over a number of years now.
And Sel comes in. Yeah, he was very close to playing on the weekend, he was saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the skipper will be back in. We all know that he's a warrior and he'll do anything for the team. So I think we'll see him back in, which is really pleasing.
Yeah, well, we'll take a break. But
hairdressers.
We'll talk about hairdressers, but also a couple other injured blokes. A bloke like Josh Jenkins, who we haven't seen yet. So just hold on there, Thomas. We'll be back to you.
And Geelong's All-Australian defender, Tom Stewart, joins
Tommy
us.
Tommy Stewart, what a star. All-Australian, 18, 19. Oh, I've got the jumper at home too. He's got two. Now, Tom, tell me, do you know where you are today? Because you did start in Melbourne, then you went to Sydney, then you went to Perth, and now you're in the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we're on the Gold Coast, just actually sitting out on the beautiful Southport Sharks deck at the moment while I'm talking to you in the sunshine. So it's pretty nice up here at the moment.
Oh, so training there, are we, at Southport?
Yeah, we're located here. They've put us up in the Mantra just at their footy club, so we're pretty lucky.
Oh, nice. That's all right.
Now, I noticed in Perth that the hairdresser came in. Tommy, I can't let this interview go any further. Now, it didn't surprise me when I saw the Puffits. To quote Bristol of this world, jumping all over it. But Harry Taylor having his hair cut and then coloured is not the Harry Taylor we know.
Yeah, well, I think I don't think it's a surprise you that Harry's a bit of a character. We had a Christmas in July last week, and I think somebody got him a bit of hair dye because obviously there's a bit of salt coming through the hair, and he ran with it and decided to dye the hair blonde, which I thought it actually looked all right. I wasn't opposed to it.
On television, Tommy, it came up a purple brown.
Are you kidding?
No.
There you go. It was a bit of a laugh, and I think he's happy to put himself out there to get the boys up.
No, it was good. I reckon Josh Kennedy was having a laugh because they're both from Geraldton, yes. I reckon, Jim, aren't they? So they're having a good old laugh about it, I reckon. Yeah. Hey, some injuries or boys might come back because a quick turnaround, North Melbourne tomorrow night, both teams coming off a four-day break. Right, Josh Jenkins, where's he at, mate?
Josh, I'm not a physio, but he had an issue with his back. He's looking really good. He's actually a bit of a specimen at the moment. He's been going for some walks and doing a lot of sessions. So he's in really good nick. And I'm not 100% across the team, but I'm sure he's putting his hand up to play.
Righto. And he'll be at Gloucester Park, I dare say, when he was in Perth. He loves his harness. What about Reece Stanley?
Reece is another one that's a bit of a specimen. And I'm not a team selected.
You're not a physio, you're not a team selected.
I'm not any of those things, boys. I'm just a genuine back pocket. But he's obviously had a bit of an issue with his knee, but he's been training really well. And obviously with a four-day turnaround, there's obviously going to be some sort of changes coming through. But again, I won't give too much away.
Oh, Cockatoo, is he close? Please tell me he is.
Well, he's actually strung about 4 weeks of games together. Ooh. Obviously, the non-selected are playing practice matches against opposition, but he's been really, really good. He's got his body in good shape and he's given himself every chance. So fingers crossed because we know how special of a talent he is.
Hey, Tommy, we ask this of every hubbing person. Who's the biggest pain in the ass you're dealing with in the group at Geelong?
There's a couple. There's a couple that have really got under my skin. Yeah. Jordan Clark.
Everyone says that about him.
I love Clarkie. I took a bit of a roll on with Clarkie last year. He's a mentor, but he's pretty annoying. And then there's Luke Dalhouse, who just never shuts up. he's when he's around, he's yapping and he's in your ear and he's in your face and he's a bit obnoxious sometimes, but they're great boys. But yeah, they're the two.
How's the lovely M going, mate? She in the hub or back in G-Town?
Nah, she's in the hub at the moment. So she's about 7 or 8 k's away, which is quite strange for a lot of the families up here at the moment. She's going well. We're in our 27th week, so she's pregnant. So she's going well, but only 9 days to go, and we'll get to see her again. So I'm pretty excited for that. Oh,
look out. Then he's going to call it Stuart.
Yeah, Stuart.
The boy. Stuart.
Well, I know, Tommy, that it might be a bit weird to be hubbing and it might feel a bit strange to have to go from Perth to Brisbane, but it could be worse. You could be in Melbourne. We're not allowed to fart after 8 o'clock.
I know, boys. I'm not envious of the situation in Victoria, but obviously sending all my love and thoughts back to everyone back there. It's a tough time, but hopefully you're all getting through okay.
G-Town right. Was open, mate. We closed down tomorrow night.
Beautiful.
Well, good again, luck. Big game.
Prayer, so.
Good. I appreciate that. Good luck. Big game against the Kangaroos. And very, very impressed with the way the Cats are rolling. So good luck with it all, mate.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Thomas.
These are Billy's tips.
Turning it into hot, cold, hard, cold, hard cash.
Thanks to PointsBet's AFL early payout. Lead at halftime and you win. Gamble responsibly.
Spot on, PointsBet, our very, very favourites there. Guess what tonight? Richmond, Brisbane, big, big game.
Massive game.
Guess who the favourites are?
Whoa.
Brisbane.
Really?
At $1.80. I think Richmond have won the last 14. They're at $2. There's some nice odds there, but I love the AFL elite odds player combo. What about this, Rabsy? $2.50 for Dusty and Lockie Neal to combine for 45 or more disposals.
And Neal racks him up.
He does. He averages about 29 or 30. Dusty will get 20.
He's on fire.
So $2.50 is very juicy indeed, only at PointsBet. Plus PointsBet. What about this? 20 straight nights of early payouts. Lead at halftime, you win.
So the Doggies led at halftime last night.
A spot on. Guess what? Doggies punters got paid out.
No. But
yes. And then Port Adelaide punters got paid out. It happened the other night with the Cats supporters. Cats supporters, if they backed Geelong, they got paid out because the Cats led at halftime. And then the West Coast supporters won. And I think that's cost them over $1 million at PointsBet. Goes straight back to the punters. That's what we love.
What about multis, Billy?
Well, you're going to have same game multi. So do all your multis in the same game. Quick multi, elite odds, and around 500 different betting markets on every AFL game this round. So if you haven't already, jump online, download the PointsBet app, and please remember to gamble responsibly.
Billy's tips. Thanks to PointsBet's AFL early payout. Lead at halftime and you win. Gamble responsibly.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest took a hat-trick on his birthday. He took 221 test wickets for Australia and 397 shield wickets for Victoria.
Almost completely powered by bananas.
You'll just end up a set of teeth. There'll be no body around him.
Yeah. And while we forgave him for once bowling with a beanie on in England, he's now given us the lemonade and sauce and joined Tasmania.
What?
To find out what gives, please welcome Peter Siddle.
And what does give as we welcome you, Sids? You've buggered off from Victoria where you're a multiple trophy winner and headed down to the map.
Yeah, it's worked out all right at the minute. I'm stuck in quarantine for another 5 days.
So what have you done there, mate? You've signed a 2-year contract and you're looking at coaching. Is that right?
Oh, the main part of the deal is playing, but right. It's with the progression into developing my coaching and seeing if that's is something that I want to move into at the end of my career, which. You know, I'm only getting closer to, that's for sure.
Before you get on to everything else you're doing, who are you going to be partnering up with down there in Tassie? Who's will you be taking the new ball, and if so, with whom, and who else have they got helping you out?
They've got some good ones.
Yeah, they have. No, I don't reckon I'll take the new ball. I'm happy to bowl whenever. I think Jackson Bird will probably take the new ball with one of the young guys, Gabe Bell, or could be anyone.
Who's the other
bloke? The wind down the other end. Nathan Ellis. There's
Riley.
Riley Meredith.
Meredith. He's quite sharp, isn't he?
He's very sharp. So I'm glad I don't have to play against him now, and I can play alongside him, which is a lot better. Plenty of young bowlers.
They have. They're all right down there. So you'll live in Hobart, mate?
Yep, live in Hobart while I'm down here. But I'm still contracted with the Strikers, so obviously I'll move to Adelaide in that couple of month period, and I'm still contracted over in England as well. So. Gee. As much as I will live down in Hobart when I'm here, I'm not going to be here a hell of a lot of the time. So, but here when I can be.
Well, that's one of the great modern miracles, Fat, for me. And as he was getting older, our man, and he is getting older, he's in his late 40s, he was starting to get around 115Ks. I thought in the short form of the game, the T20 form, he is going to be what they call fruit for the sideboard. But what he's done in the last 2 years has almost turned himself into the best T20 bowler in the country. How has that happened, please, Peter?
I don't know. I think just wanting to be able to perform, I think, and want to be like good. I think I hate losing. I hate not performing well. So there's plenty of times in the nets and just trying out different deliveries, working on Yorkers, just trying to perfect each and every delivery that was going to be needed in the T20 format. And sometimes they don't work, and that's that. But when you have those days where it does come off and you bowl the last over and win it for your team, I think those days are very special. And last season was a good season, and hopefully can continue that going forward.
Well, I tell you what I've noticed watching is that you bowl, as stupid as this sounds, late in the innings you bowl the ball at the stumps. And I don't care who has a bat in their hands. If the ball's going at the stumps, it's harder to deal with.
I'm always been like that. I think I grew up obviously Victorian. I grew up watching Ian Harvey and Damien Fleming playing one day cricket for Australia, and all they did was they had unbelievable slow balls, but when they bowled at the end, and they always bowled at the end, they just bowled Yorkers and they nailed their Yorkers. They bowled at the stumps, they hit the pads, get LB. If they miss it, it's most of the time bowled. So wickets are gold at the back end of an innings. And I just remember them doing that. And so I'm always trying to perfect that in the nets. And it's probably something that I have noticed over the last couple of years playing more T20 cricket, that it is a skill that's not as practiced as much as it should be.
Which is strange. The boy from Maui, he's done well, 67 tests, 221 wickets.
Have a go at him.
Now, what diet are you on?
Mate. Come on, be fresh, eh?
Oh, Trelgan, sorry.
You're the man from Ballarat, aren't you?
Geelong, mate. What diet are we on at the minute? Because you've had a few little diets, and I think that's helped you prolong your cricket career.
Nah, still the same one, mate. It's still going strong.
What, bananas?
Yeah, as Warnie would say, 30 bananas a day. So I'll stick with that story. Everyone loves that one, so we'll stick on that. But going well. It's I think it has. It has definitely helped my career. It's probably just given me a focus as well, which you can sort of lose a little bit when you're playing a professional career. And the body's feeling good. This little break, as much as I've missed playing cricket over in England this year. When you're 35, a little bit of time off is always a bit of a refresher. And, I'm looking forward to now getting into some cricket sooner rather than later.
Have you spoken to your little mate, Punter, of course? Because you do realise once you start playing for Tassie, it'll take you about 5 games to play more than he did in his whole life.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to take me much to pass him, I don't think. But, I have spoken to him. I think, he was a little bit excited of me coming down here and playing for his old team. But, it's exciting. I've got, obviously, Payne and Wadey, who I've played a lot of cricket with and against over the years, both good mates, to be joining them and playing alongside those two. It's going to be an exciting time.
All right, Sids, we're going to have a little break here and then we're going to take you back 12 months because Bill realised this and got a chubby.
Oh, I did. Got a little stiffy.
Joined by one of our all-time favourites, Peter Siddle.
Good shot from Peter Siddle. That'll be four.
Jeez.
That's beautifully taken. So Peter Siddle gone for a fine 44.
144.
Oh, in the air. Yep, gone. Well, Steve Smith at second slip. And Fortress Edgbaston has been breached by the Australians.
Ah, there it is indeed. 1 year ago to the day, Sids.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I knew it was thereabouts. So, it wasn't a bad day, that one.
Yeah, well, let's go through it, of course. Australia won by 251 runs. It was the first test of the Ashes series. And we're in a bit of trouble, I reckon, when you walked out to join Steve Smith. I think we were 8 for 122. And what happened, Sids?
I think, Smitty got to see some class batting from a tail end that day, which was quite impressive. But, I think JB would know this, that those days, obviously he batted up the order, but when you walk out as a tail ender and you're 8 for 120, there is no expectation whatsoever. Like, it doesn't matter. If you make it dark, it doesn't matter because the batsmen haven't made any runs either. So you're very relaxed, and yeah, it's pretty easy when you're batting with the best player in the world, that's for sure. Yeah.
Let me tell you this, Bill. Yep. Nothing more annoying than you missing out as a top-order player and then a tail-ender making a 60 or a 70. Because until you get the chance to bat again, all you do is get these half-wits walking past you going, do you like that one I just took off my pants? You know, what about that cover drive? And you just
wasn't
go, mate, shut up. But it was amazing. I'll tell you where you were even more amazing in that series for me, Sids. And that is with Jofra Archer at Lords when he was winding it right up and we saw what happened to Steve Smith. I think you had to walk out and face the next ball.
That's right.
And you got in line, which I admired enormously. So did Pat Cummins, but that must have been pretty daunting.
Yeah, I'm usually not the one to be actually too worried about going out and batting. I'm not a great batsman, but I've always backed, you know, getting out there, getting behind the ball, doing the right thing. But yeah, when a bloke's bowling 150 and you're the next in, and the best batsman in the world, Steve Smith, gets pretty much KO'd. I don't think I've ever been so nervous in my life, even in my first game going out to bat. So it was pretty scary actually walking
tell
past.
Tell us what the noise. I mean, a full house at Lords, and it was just electric. What was going on? Tell us what the feeling was like as you walked out into the middle.
It was actually like as for us, obviously it was disappointing, you know, and like a bit worrying seeing Smitty. But yeah, the crowd, they were buzzing. Like Lords is usually a pretty quiet place, not a lot goes on. They clap the boundaries, clap the wickets, that's it. But that day they were buzzing. The Jofra Archer, new into the team, was going nuts, and they got behind him. So it was quite scary, but I don't know what he was thinking. A tail ender coming out after that, I would have been straight at my head.
Yep.
And for some reason, he pitched up a pretty much a good length ball, and there was no fielders in front of the wicket, pretty much.
Ooh.
So I just quickly just nudged the ball, and I took off. It was probably a daring run. You probably wouldn't normally take it, but I was always running. And I just took off down the other end, got in, and I thought, Paddy, you can face the rest of them. So, it was very scary.
Well done, mate. Hey, what happens with the Sheffield Shield cricket? Is it hub life, or is it going to go ahead this year?
I think we're still in no man's land. I think we're still waiting to see. We've still got a bit of time. The season isn't set to start or at this stage until sort of October, end of September. So got a bit of time. I think it's probably looking like there's going to be some sort of hub. I think Victoria may have to sort of, you know, get into a hub and probably travel around the country and play away games to start the season. I'd assume that's probably how they're going to go. Maybe New South Wales have to do similar.
Right.
But as long as Tassie, SA, WA and Queensland can stay pretty much safe, we should be able to get the season underway and start it off then and see where it ends up.
Well, it's got to go ahead, Sids. You can't pick a test team without four-day cricket and four-day form coming out of it. And India are going to be imposing this domestic summer. So surely there's got to be some Sheffield Shield cricket played.
Yeah, I think it's going to go ahead. I think they're just trying to work out. I think the one format that may miss out could be the one-day, domestic one-day cricket. Which
I don't
could
mind that be, as much.
Could be put on hold. And we're not, like you said, we're not getting ready for any one-day cricket. You know, it's test matches up against India. That's up there with the Ashes series, our biggest series we play. So it is important. So that could miss out, which is disappointing for some young players that only play in that. But like you said, it's about, you know, this is the test summer, and if we got to get that right, we need to play Shield cricket.
Hey, all right, well, enjoy Tassie.
Yeah, I've got some half follies. I just want to ask him, Jim. I like these little ones. 67 tests, 221 wickets. What's the best wicket you took in test cricket?
Oh, the first one's always good. The hat trick ones were pretty good, but I did a thing the other day, and I took Sachin Tendulkar late in day two in a test match in Boxing Day. And there's no reason for that being the best wicket, but it was just the fact that about three overs before that, I'd got him and Dravid were batting, putting on a big partnership, and I'd got him out LBW. But as we turn around, and JB will know this because he would have hated his fast bowlers doing this, the front foot was over the line.
Oh, come on.
So he wasn't out. So this is late on, they're putting on a partnership. So, and then three overs later, end up bowling Tendulkar. And getting him out and probably ruining all of India's hopes of coming to watch Tendulkar bat the next day, all the fans. But I think that's probably my greatest one. And being Sachin, he's always been one of the best batsmen ever.
Well bowled. Well done. We've got a break, do we? I had some other good questions, Jim.
Did you? Look, give me another one really good question.
It'd be just like his jokes, probably. No good.
How many animals do you and Anna have?
No, don't even answer that.
How many dogs,
Sid?
We've got five, mate.
Five dogs, Jim.
Five dogs at home.
Not old two dogs. This is five dogs.
Yeah, we've got the old five dogs.
And don't worry, he doesn't live far from me, Sids. I can hear him from here. It's like a bloody kennel. I'm going to have to put in a complaint to the council. Hey, Sid, good luck. Yeah. Good luck down there, mate. And enjoy your Kangas too when they eventually get down to Hobart to play some footy. But it's a different look for you this upcoming summer, but we can't wait to see how it goes.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Looking forward to it and be in touch soon.
Good on you, Sids.
On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless.
Why is that funny?
It just I don't know. No.
Every time I hear Google. Bill say, hey, Google.
I keep thinking it's me. Hey, Google.
What? Why do I laugh at
that? No, you say it. No, you say it.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google. That's it. Hey, tomorrow,
it's
Jim.
The way he says Google. It's something about
it's
that.
Like he's surprised he got Google out.
I know. I don't know. It's just, like, hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
That's it.
Hey, Google. Hey,
hump day quiz tomorrow.
Oh, of course, Jim. Of course.
It's back.
I tell you, it's very popular. I think and it now, leads you, a podcast.
The quiz on Saturday was good. Got the time out.
Yep. I'll tell you what we're doing with the quiz tomorrow is we're giving away a Mercedes-Benz Berrick golf bag, of course, and we appreciate Mercedes-Benz Berrick, who are superb to us, the number one Mercedes dealership in Melbourne, just 28 minutes from the tunnel out there in Berwick.
But not today.
We were going to be able to do, Bill, we were going to be able to do the golf bag giveaway now for the next 3 weeks, but guess what?
They're gone.
We can only give away the golf bags for 2 weeks.
Why? Guess what's happened?
Fat Rabbits has taken one.
Have you, Rabsy?
He's the new golf bag
new golf
of our
bag
setup.
Pincher.
Joke's on you, though, because we just got two more. So we can give away for the next 3 weeks.
Remember Timmy, our former assistant? Who
he's
was a
on
golf
a
bag
boat,
stealer.
I think.
Hyphen. Yeah, he's now on a boat. Hyphen. Or now Rabbits is the new golf bag.
Yeah, but I asked you, and you said, no worries.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
no,
I did.
Why would I give you? What do you play golf off? About 45?
And you got a Mercedes-Benz golf bag.
Why would we give you a golf bag?
And
the
also,
other thing we got.
Brad Hill.
Saints Brad Hill, and I love the way the Saints are rolling. They speaking of outsides that are good to watch, like what they're doing too. All right, Fat, something humorous to round us off?
Yeah.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Also, footy straight after us tonight.
Who's
at
on?
7 o'clock.
Fat?
Well,
who's
it's Richmond and Brisbane. It'll be a great game, this one. I'm really looking forward to it. Richard Champion, he might even sing the national anthem if you're lucky enough. Brett Thomas, Simon Black, what a star, and Belinda. Now, in Britain, Jim, this is my joke. In Britain, when you turn 100, you get a letter from the Queen.
Yeah, you do.
And when you turn 19, Jim, you get a text from Prince Andrew.
No! That's unsavoury.
That's unsavoury. Listen to Jim. Come on.
That's off the pace.
Unsavoury. What do you think it is, a muffin?
Come on, Fat.
Well done, Bill. See, I'm back. I'm back. I knew I was back the minute I walked into the studio. Good to have you back, Bill.
Stay at home like everyone else.
Old Stereo's number one comedy.
No, what's the word?
Comedian?
No.
When you're really important.
What is it?
F*** off, Rebs.